When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
Hey, Rockstar Matt here at Epic Real Estate. And have you ever wondered how to retire early? I mean, you hear about it, you read about it, but are you a little puzzled how to actually pull it off for yourself? Well, if so, stick around for a minute. I'll show you how, exactly how, on today's episode of Financial Freedom Friday. All right, retiring early is not a really complicated thing to do. It's a very simple equation. To retire, either whether it's later or sooner, all you need is more monthly income than you have of monthly expenses. And I'm going to show you how to pull this off 10 times faster than the average person. And then I'll give you access to some of the tools, some of the resources to make it happen. All righty? So first thing, you got to shift your mindset. I'm not talking about positive thinking or anything woo, nothing like that. But you do need a shift in mindset, meaning rather than focusing on saving money like most people do, shift your focus to creating streams of money. And here's why. You see, if you want to retire early, most people simply don't make enough to save enough to outpace that traditional 40 to 50 year plan. And even then, it's no walk in the park to make it happen. So that's number one. You got to shift your focus to creating streams of money. And this shift in mindset and following your new thoughts with correlate action, it's enough for most people right there to cut their time to retirement in half. Here, this is what I mean. This right here, I call the now or later creator, all right? And right here at the top, this vertical axis right here, this represents your cash flow. Your monthly cash flow, your monthly stream of cash, all right? And down here, this horizontal line represents time, okay? And here you are right now. So right here, let's say this is 62, the traditional retirement age. Up here is your cash flow goal, and we want to get up here as soon as possible so we can enjoy that cash flow for as much time as we possibly can. Got it? All right, so when people go to save money with the saving money mindset, they're not pursuing cash flow. They're saving their money. So they're just saving it down here with no cash flow whatsoever. And they take it all the way through the retirement age, 62. So they've got it in a 401k or an IRA or some sort of retirement vehicle. And now that they're at retirement age, now they can withdraw it. And hopefully they saved enough to create a residual income for themselves that'll last the rest of their lives. And I say, hope, right? Most people don't. The stats prove it. The stats show that 95% of today's 65-year-olds are not prepared to retire. They can't do it on their own resources. They're dependent on the church, the family, the state, whatever it may be. And that happens to be today's retirees' biggest fear is running out of money. And when you do it this way, when you save this pile of money to create that stream of money, there's a good chance that you will. It's got an expiration date. Most people just don't make enough to save enough to create the type of cash flow that they need that'll last indefinitely, or at least last past their life. Right, so that's how most people do it. The shift in mindset, when you start doing it differently and you focus on the streams of income, your trajectory looks a little bit more like this. So you're going straight for your cash flow goal. Once you hit your goal, now you can sit there. Now you got your cash flow to live. And then you can take any excess or continue to build and take that excess. Then you can save it. You can do both. Put that in some sort of tax-preferred environment like a 401k or an IRA, some sort of self-directed vehicle, whatever it may be. And then at the age of 62, depending on how much more you put in there, you can take another little bump and have your stream of income that will last you the rest of your life. Now, I call this the now or later creator because you get to decide, do you want to live now or later? When you're saving money, you've got to delay life and you only got later time to live on your passive income. But when you pursue the stream of cash, you've got both. You can live now and later. Alrighty. So that's the Now or Later creator. This is what the difference looks like with regard to your time and the type of cash that you're going to receive that takes you into retirement. This right here classifies as an early retirement. So this is what I mean, the Now or Later creator. So the second thing to do, you've got to define your retirement number. You just got to identify how much monthly income do you need to retire. And that's pretty simple. All you really need to do is there is just add up your monthly expenses. I pad it with a little bit of on top of that for safety. And now you've got a target, right? So this is your retirement number. You're going to put that right here. And let's just say if you did $5,000 a month, that'd put you right about the median household income in America. So third thing, you just got to start. Now get started. All right, so that's second. Third, start. Just start. Choose your income producing asset and start. The one financial vehicle that stacks the odds in favor of the average person is income-producing real estate. It's just the statistics that reveal that. I'm not emotionally attached to real estate, not by any means. It's just math. It's just statistics. So buy an income-producing property and just get that first one done. Get that first one done. And it's really tough for some people to do this, to get this first one, because they look at the income of what just one property produces, and it's not that exciting. You know, on the low side, you're looking at $200 a month. On the high side, you know, maybe $400 a month. And most people, when looking at that number, just don't get excited enough to, you know, pull the trigger on that first property. Because $400 a month, it doesn't move the needle for most people when it comes to impacting their lives. So they never do start. But you'll never get to your retirement number unless you get that first one done. So start. Now, if you're in a financial situation where that's easier said than done, I understand, no problem. Here's a plan for you. This is going to be a little bit different, but you can still make it happen. What I want you to do is look for a deal, something with some equity in place. You want to buy below market and a place that you wouldn't mind living in for a year or so. And don't get too picky, though, because you're not going to be there long. So just find that place. And once you find it, you're going to use an FHA loan to buy it, because an FHA loan is one of the easiest types of mortgage loans to qualify for, because it requires a low down payment and you can have less than perfect credit. And for most parts of the country, that would take less than $10,000. And in many, many parts of the country, as little as $5,000 could make this happen for you. And now your plan with this first property, it's going to be a little different. What you're going to do is you're going to rent out the rooms in your house for income. Now, I understand if you have a family or that's not for you, that's because it's not for everybody. I understand. And if it's not for you, that's okay. But you can do that. It's a good plan. And if it's not for you, all you got to do is simply wait for step four. So step four, wait, refi, and buy. Because you bought this property at a discount with some equity in place, after a year or so, you'll be able to tap into that equity and use it to buy your next property. So year one, you picked up your first property. Year two, you pick up your second. And then you just keep going. And whether you continue to tap into the equity that you're building, or you stash money on the side to deploy for your next down payment, or both, just keep buying. So it took me just 4 years to make this happen, to get my passive income from my rentals to exceed my monthly expenses. You know, it took Epic Pro Academy member Ryan Bagley just around 2 years. And then a couple of my one-on-one coaching clients of mine, Corey Kendig and Parker Stiles, just barely over 1 year each. And then brand new REI ACE clients, Jack and Josh, they hit their number in less than a year. And get this, with just one deal. I mean, they did a bunch of deals, but they have one deal in there that did the whole thing. So here you see on the board, this is theory. But my world here at Epic, those that apply themselves, it's reality. Alrighty, so enough about them. How do you pull this off? Alrighty, so first, to get started, you need a deal. One that cash flows. And if you can get one with equity, that's good too. That's a bonus. And then you just got to keep going. You're going to need to find more deals. So how do you find more deals? Well, that brings us to the second thing that you're going to need. You're going to need a plan. Because a dream without a plan, it's just a dream. So you need a plan with milestones and deadlines. Because with those, your dream transforms into goals. And now you've got a real shot at making it happen. So the third thing you need are the tools and resources to execute your plan. And the fourth thing you need a team. Because they say to go fast, you can do it yourself to a point. But to go far, you need others. You need a team. And the fifth thing you need is support. Because most people with a plan, resources, and a team, they're going to make some progress. They might even make some decent progress. But at some point, or multiple points, people get stuck and they need somewhere to turn. And that's what we do right here at Epic. We provide all five of these things to help people build cash flowing real estate portfolios so that they can retire early. You know, when people come to us for this type of help, what they'll fall into basically one of two categories. They're either hands-on people, meaning they want to do all of the work themselves. I understand, I'm kind of one of those people. Or they're more of a hands-off person, meaning they would rather have someone else do all of that heavy lifting for them. I guess I've been that person too in the past. But for those that are looking to be more hands-on and even build a part-time or a full-time business out of real estate, what we do is we direct them to reiace.com. We send them there for more information on exactly how to do that. Now, for those that are too busy or don't really want to get their hands dirty and rather just, you know, sit back and call the shots, let someone else do it for them, what we do is we direct them to cashflowsavvy.com. So contrary to popular opinion, retiring early is not this mystical unicorn in the woods. Because with the right plan, the right resources, and the support, it's well within anyone's grasp that applies themselves and just follows through. So if you have any questions about your specific situation, go ahead and post them below. Comment below. I'd be happy to answer them. In fact, I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoy that. Alrighty, so I'll see you next week right here on the Epic Real Estate Investing Show for another episode of Financial Freedom Friday. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.